Want me to go?
Sure.
Or do you want to go, Ben? You started.
I don't care. Just somebody go.
So for the first time, it feels like
brains.
In 4 years, we're doing an album request. And this one is, yeah, it has been like 4 years. But with us,
for the second time in the history of the show, for the first time.
Third, because we did Eternus Prophet and we did that Niski guy.
Well, yeah, I guess it is the third.
Yeah, that was early on in the days before both David and Gabe became permanent residents here. Which is me and Ben. Welcome, everyone. And how are y'all doing tonight?
Brains, indeed. Time to eat some.
We're not being unreasonable. It's not like we're asking to eat your eyes.
Exactly. I love that thought.
I still need my eyes to see. I mean, there's not a lot of brains in here to eat anyway, so, I mean, you might starve to death.
So, yeah, we are doing something, well, new-ish. The timeline is a little unclear to us, but it is The Living Dead by The Burning. A release date of April 6, 2018 on Encyclopedia Metallum. Who knows when that if that is correct. Runtime of 49 minutes and 5 seconds. The lineup is Damon on bass, Sean on drums, Nat on guitars, and Richard on vocals. And then a whole bunch of their other friends to do some of the interstitial skits and other accompaniments of this very, as you can tell by the title and the bullshittery that we've been engaged in, zombie-themed album. So, David, how did this come about?
I'll tell you how it came about. Interestingly, Apple says it's 2023, and he said it was 2008? Is that what the math is on 15
it was recorded, years ago? It was recorded 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's 2008, right?
That would have
been. Like, he says, like, they got to, like, everything was recorded, but it got it, what, almost to release, and they just split up?
98% done, he said.
Yeah.
And they had a fallout with, they had a falling out with their producer, and the band stopped, they just stopped being a thing. And so, yeah, it was 2008 when this was recorded, but now they're like jamming again. So hopefully they're going to do stuff. So this came to be, Benjamin, because the guitarist reached out and said, hey, will you read our album? And I said, I will ask. And I did. And you all said yes. And now we are. And here it is. So a band approached us, and any band that wants to, sure, why not? It's metal. We will listen to it. We've, you know, since we killed Tracy's Sacred Randomizer, right? This is a way to get...
I am horribly missing the randomizer. You guys don't even know.
No, I do know. I can see it in your eyes. The rage, the barely concealed rage that we broke the randomizer.
Not even just the randomizer, the random ass picks. Like, hey, this is just pick a pick.
Well, this was picked randomly insofar as the universe, aka Nathaniel, the guitarist in Australia, picked us. And... now we're reviewing their album from an indeterminate time, but it has some timeless themes, what I consider timeless sounds. If you consider Slayer, the Slayer time is timeless, and I do.
I have some thoughts about that, actually.
I'm sure.
Yes, I also happen to love Slayer. But yeah, man, this is, you can tell that these guys were heavily influenced by 90s metal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, which as somebody who like grew up listening to 90s metal, I'm based on that. And when this was recorded, I'm assuming that these guys are probably between Tracy and mine and David's ages. That this is this kind of really fits into a sweet spot of the sounds that I like, even though for the record, I hate zombie stuff other than the one song I referenced earlier. Because there are elements on here where I couldn't decide, so I'm going to throw this to the three of you and see what you think, where it was Slayer-type riffs being played on a Pantera guitar setup,
yeah, or sure.
Pantera riff being played on a Slayer guitar setup.
I agree. Yes, 100%. And I was here for it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I was too. That was cool.
Slantera, or whatever is happening. And I like zombie shit, so that was an easy sell for me. It reminded me also a lot of Jeffrey Walker of Carcass when he did Black Star. Had a sound very much like this, and that was also 90s metal.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. It's they liked the 90s metal. I mean, you know, that was the era that preceded this one that they grew up listening to.
Yeah.
And I don't know. For me, it was a lot of fun, though. I like that kind of music, so I was an easy mark for this. Not that he knew that. He just picked us out of a hat, I guess. I guess he looked up assholes who review albums, and there we were.
Or maybe he listens to us and is like, David seems possible, like an easy man. Mark.
Or David's the only one. Three whole people who listen to us in Australia. So he
That must have been it. That must have been it.
He found us. I mean, I'm an easy mark for this because I like thrash, but I don't like all music like this. Some sort of, you know, stuff that Spiral of Slayer just wasn't very good.
Yeah, man, I'm not going to say that this was perfect, but I did enjoy listening to the most of it, you know, because it did have those touch points to the stuff that I grew up on and liked a whole lot. I think the production, for whatever beef they had with the producer and who knows what they've done since then to it, I thought that it was produced, for the most part, really well. There's a couple parts. There were a couple of tracks where, like, when the lead guitar would come in, it was way louder than everything else, and that could have just been the headphones I was listening to it on. But like the bass and everything was mixed real well. You could hear everything. I didn't think anything was, other than that, those examples with the lead guitar on a couple of the tracks, that anything was overpowered anything else. So I was, you know, quite pleasantly surprised by, and I guess I shouldn't be, considering how easy it is. You can put everything on your computer now and do this. But yeah, I was,
but some people still fail.
that is a fair point. I was really impressed by it.
I kind of, my biggest complaint about this album, I think, is the mixing, because while you can hear everything here, I definitely feel like the guitar is 40-50% of the sound, and everything else takes up the, like, 50% of what the sound is, as opposed to, like, kind of being a little more evenly distributed. Like, this kind of has more of, like, it's not Injustice for All, where everything's kind of, like, mixed down or you can't hear, because you can hear everything else, but it's definitely the guitar is front and center in the mix. And I kind of would have wished it would have been a little more level, where you could hear everything else a little more clearly, because it at times overpowers everything.
You're saying that like it's a bad thing. No, I see where you're coming from there, and I think that this album is very cool overall in terms of the style. There's lots of groove to go around. There's lots of headbanging to be had here.
Yeah.
It's got, you know, a little bit of death in there. It's just a lot of fun, and I think in terms of their influences, I was listening to Nat being interviewed on Heavy Metal Tones. Shout out to Heavy Metal Tones podcast. And what he was saying is the band had in common, you know, their interest in Pantera, White Zombie, and Iron Maiden. And I guess the cool thing about this record, what they put together, it's thrashy, but it's not, you know, super slick or shreddy. Like, it's not super over the top technical, which is great. I don't think that, with maybe one exception, none of these songs overstays its welcome. It's just, like, you know, just the right amount of time and just the right amount of groove and headbanging there to keep things interesting.
I also think that, you know, this is essentially a concept album, and it's a really well done one, even if, like, I'm not super into the whole zombie thing. I mean, I thought their use of, or their references to, because I don't think they actually used samples from Night of the Living Dead. I think that was just them and their friends doing stuff.
No, you can definitely tell Night of the Living Dead is, like, the first thing that came to mind when I listened to this.
I mean, yeah, it's called, like, The Living Dead.
For sure. I mean, they're not trying to hide it at all. But, like, the arc of the album is incredibly well sequenced in that way. They put thought into how they were composing it to be a long play.
I agree.
Like, listen to it all at one time thing, as opposed to listen to tracks off of it.
I agree with that. And that's how I listened to it. It also, in that respect, reminded me a bit of Gwar, and I mean this in a good way, and the guitar playing reminded me of Gwar, particularly on some songs, like Into the Night. I'm like, this sounds like fucking Gwar!
Well, now that you mentioned that White Zombie, Iron Maiden, Pantera, I feel like if you were to put that in Wonder, you get Gwar.
You get Gwar, dude! Like, I just flipped the computer over. Anyway, yes. I'm here for it, though. I was like, hell yes. I mean, you just named every element required to live, Tracy. They probably just knew. They're like, who's an easy mark for this 90s shit?
David. They knew. That's what I was saying. They went to David because David's the mark. If there's one.
No. Yeah, they knew. Ben would ask too many questions.
I wouldn't even check my Twitter to even just respond to it.
Well, yeah, I just got rid of my Twitter, so I was just been like, okay, sure. So this is a thing. We'll listen to it.
I do like at moments also, like you see it, I guess you say, in the conclusionary tracks. I don't get quite talking to clacks, but they also kind of get a little more, not quite ballady, but they get a little more melodic with some of their songs. I think it's really nice and change of pace and flair to it that I kind of would like to see spread throughout more of the album, maybe if they do a second one. And
there's others before this. This wouldn't just be second. There's like a Hail the Horde, Reawakening, Storm the Vault. There's like a bunch of other albums.
Oh, wow, really? I'm always sure.
Yes, I didn't realize I haven't listened to them yet. But yeah, I assume that's them. And forgive me if I'm wrong.
I don't see one for them. There are other bands named The Burning.
Oh, maybe that's, I was like, because I hadn't listened to it. Maybe I'm glad I didn't. Oh, yeah, I guess the font is different. Yeah, see, that's the hazard of... Usually Amazon fucks that up. Apple doesn't usually, but... I hope they make more albums then. I apologize if I just assumed you made other albums. I was like, that timeline doesn't make sense. But
maybe... Yeah, I mean, according to Encyclopedia Metallum, and that could be wrong, too, they did have an album that came out in 2005 called Demon Resurrection.
Yeah.
So...
And that's probably, like, the sample they're selling on the back of their car. And I was thinking about part of my probably biggest complaint about this album, you could probably chalk up to 98% of this was done 15 years ago in a studio that probably they could be done at home for better now.
Yeah, sure.
Comparatively, in terms of like just what you can use with like fruit loops and stuff and sound quality editing that you do at your own home compared to having to get a studio. And so like you're not limited to how much time you can pay for in a studio even then as opposed to what you can do there. Because I don't know.
I think there's maybe an advantage to keeping this recording, and that is, you know, back at that time when they were, you know, sort of very, very serious about this band, they were playing together quite a lot, and they were tight. And in order to achieve that sort of effect, 15 years after the fact, it would require a lot more effort, I think, to like bring it up to that level. And maybe in the meantime, they could write some better songs or something like that, or, you know, work on some new material that, you know, makes more sense to them, you know, in the 2020s. But I see what you mean in terms of the advantage of re-recording something or kind of re-entering the studio and trying to do it better.
Well, I wasn't meaning like so much as re-entering, but like what was available then to compare to now, just as an overall statement in that. If they would, this would have been like a fresh start. Like if they would have started recording it now compared to 15 years ago, like I feel like a lot of like it would have sounded like different. They probably would have a bit more production value to it instead of compared to for then.
I think that's true.
Because with the $15K you paid then, you're also paying for time to do it, and once you hit that time, you're out kind of deal.
No doubt. I would say though, and I know I'm the one who gave Red Fang all that shit for sounding trashy. But I don't know. I think this is more forgiving of that than some of the Devin Townsend insanity you're into. Like, I feel like it's okay if this sounds a bit garagey, and maybe that makes me a hypocrite, but I don't know. I thought it sounded good. Yeah. It's certainly better than the MI, but, and you know, as you say, they didn't have a lot of money, but
yeah, they
made it work. And who knows? Yeah, I hope they do make more music. But you're right, Gabe. It's going to take some time to... get back into that groove together. I hope they figure it out. Because this is fun. This is cool.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, like I said, the only thing that I really have a problem with is it's not the production or anything else. It's that, you know, the concept for the concept album, no matter how well they did with it, it's just something that I'm not super duper into. So,
sure.
that is going to limit my total enjoyment of it. But this fucking rocked, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. You remind me of Motorhead, too?
A little bit.
Sort of, it's just the feel of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The vibes, Motorhead vibes.
Yeah.
That's a scientific term.
I mean, this is the thing, right? Knowing what we know of what happened, or what we've been told about what happened, like, it surprises me that it sounds like they were having as much fun with this album as they did.
Indeed.
Sounds like they had Frost Robinson as their producer, but they wouldn't put up with this shit.
Maybe he was standing on their ribcage. Who knows?
And then they punched him out, laid him out, and he got mad about it and quit.
We'll never know.
Well,
yeah, I think also to kind of jump back on the piece about the concept, one interesting thing also that I learned from listening to the other podcast interview with Nat is that a lot of this was written in a state of being hungover. So they were, you know, these guys got to know each other and they're hanging out and they, you know, go drinking and they come back and they watch, you know, some horror movies. And the next morning they're sort of like, you know, sitting around and writing this stuff. And I can definitely imagine an idea like that coming out of a session like that. Having written a few songs with my friends hungover myself, just like really weird ideas or really kind of unexpected creative moments, right?
For sure. Yeah, that tracks.
Just gonna pause. So, we ready for tracks?
Yeah, all right.
David, we'll let you start us off again.
I mean, you know, pretty much all of them. I mean, some of the filler stuff is a little silly, but I like White Zombies. What the fuck am I going to say? I'd say all of them. Right?
I was going to say, don't you like White Zombie?
You would say that. You'd be right, asshole. But yes, I do like White Zombie, and I like this. I'd say all these songs, but my favorite ones, I like Legion of Infinity. I think it's even harder than Living Dead is, part one. Abaddon's pretty cool. I really like Living Dead, part two. That song is fierce as fuck. Demon Resurrection's good. Yeah, but pretty much all of them. It's not that, I mean, 53 minutes. I feel like it goes pretty quick. It's fun. Oh, I thought Witchcraft was good too. I don't know who Rachelina Santella is, but she sounds very angry.
She did sound very angry.
She did. So, yeah, I would say get on the ride, but those are some highlights, especially Living Dead Part 2. That song is fierce as fuck.
Yeah. I'll go next. I kind of like the Part 1 songs more than I did the Part 2 songs. So I really enjoyed The Living Dead, Legion of Infinity, and Revenge from the Grave. It was like a 1-2-3 there at the beginning. Abaddon does get along, and I think Rachelina is fantastic in Witchcraft, Burnt Alive. As for Part 2, I think my favorite parts of those is The Forever Burning and Thy Will Be Done as the bonus track, which it's not listed as a bonus track on the Spotify, but the copy we got had it listed as a bonus track. But I think they both do really well, and I enjoy those moments you have in the not quite acoustic intro there, Junction, but I think it'd do a nice little touch there.
I don't really have a whole lot to add. You know, most of these are pretty fun. Abaddon, Witchcraft are probably two of my favorites. The Serpent, I thought was really good too. And I Will Be Done was a significantly good closer.
Yeah, I also don't have too much to add. I would say just take the ride. Like, it's that kind of thing where you just take the ride. And I think it's funny that you all liked Abaddon because it sounds like Just One Fix. And it's also way too long.
Awesome.
And it has those keyboard orchestra hits, which I can't get with ever.
Beeloop. Ketar. Wicked Ketar.
But anyway, yeah, the end of the album is just wicked. It's just so good. And I like quite a bit of the rest.
Très bien.
All right. All right, gentlemen. They asked for it. They requested it. It's time to give them what they want to ask for. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I think that the playing on this is pretty good. Everything else, production, all that stuff is good. the concept led me a little cold, so I'm going to knock it a little bit for that, but I would definitely be interested in hearing this band do other stuff, whether they did other stuff we just don't know about it, like that album that's listed as coming out before this, or if they do stuff in the future, I might be interested in giving a listen. But for this, I'm going to give it a solid B.
I think I had a bit larger gripe with the production than you guys did. And I'm going to kind of give it a little more there than you guys, than Ben did. So I'm going to give it a B minus. Solid. I am definitely interested to hear what they do more and kind of get past the freshman lumps. Or is it freshman lumps if it's been 15 years? I mean, if they come out with a
sophomore effort.
Well, and, you know, also possibly the sophomore album. So
yeah. Or I mean, the next album, I'm definitely interested in checking out.
They're pushing this out. They're getting reviews. So they obviously want to, you know, they're making moves. What do you think, Gabe?
I'm going to bump this up to an A minus because I think this is just a fun ride. I mean, I would totally listen to this anytime. And yeah, I'm interested to see what they do next.
I am exactly in the same place. And I, too, I'm going to give this a 91. This was fun as fuck. You know, all the inputs in it are exactly the shit I'm into. It was just cool. I like it. I like it more than this. You know, this is what I thought of. It's like, I know I've given a lot of B pluses, but this is, I like this more than those things. So, wow. The end. What's that put us at? A 90? No, probably like
87.
87. Well, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'd buy not that bad
overall, but decent, solid work.
Yeah.
Hopefully they can do a second album, kind of get to see how that goes.
I hope so too. I would buy this one.
Yeah, me too.
Anything else we have to go on? Or should we?
I want to say thank you to Nathaniel for sending this along.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Big thanks for bringing this in and letting us see how it goes.
Yeah, this was cool. No, it just being able to ask questions like, how did this get made? I mean, we just never get. I mean, essentially, we get what the internet hands us. So that was an interesting angle. I really appreciate it. So thanks for making it work, and thanks for trusting us with your baby. I mean, this is was a long time in becoming.
It was indeed.
Well, we reviewed an album, gentlemen. Look it up. It's an album. It's real. And we did it. Do I have to say what we're doing next, Tracy? I'm not exactly sure what order this is fitting in. Is this a special thing?
Don't make his computer brain overwork itself, David.
It's already overworked itself.
Don't make it weird.
Because here, no, again, just how, behind the scenes, how much my brain is overworking itself. So we'll say this is kicking off our Halloween.
There it is. This is kicking off Halloween, people.
If you like zombies, if you like things that go bump in the night,
that's it.
Get ready for the October Spooktacular.
Spooktacular. And also, like, you know, we have done this occasionally in the past before David and Gabe, like me and Tracy were talking about at the beginning, when headbands reach out to us to review albums. If you are somebody out there and you want us to, we certainly will. We're not huge by any means as far as listenership or anything goes, but we do like to give stuff that is obscure from not from the
state,
anything like that, a chance. So, you know, would be more than happy to, as long as you don't expect us to give you a good review just because. But
yeah. We'll listen to anything. My God, yeah. The things we've endured because of ourselves.
We will literally listen to anything. So
I mean, Perkta could be 1 week and Odorous Orungus is the next week. So, you know, there are no limits.
I made them listen to Portal.
Portal. Fuck yes.
So the kind of also to point a fact on what I don't know where this is coming up next is because for Spooktober, we each picked a King Diamond album and agreed on a group pick. So we each picked them completely out of fucking order, and my brain can't decide if we should do it in release order or how we picked it.
I say how we picked it.
Well, so since I'm the one who actually drops the shit, it'll be however I decide to do it. Tracy, don't worry.
Heyo.
Ben's just going to be like,
randomized order.
He's drawing fucking albums out of a hat. It's just.
Yeah, that's it. Let's face it.
It's anarchy. It's anarchy.
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 All right. Anarchy in the UK.
We're recording all at once, so that's what it's going to be. It's going to be anarchy in the UK, definitely.
It's just quantum time, Tracy. All the episodes are happening at the same time.
Right.
It's kind of like, what was that track tool? If you listen to like three tracks at once, it's an entirely different song.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But yeah. All right, gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in here on Thunderdome Metal Reviews.
Raids.